CRMO.
I'm sitting at home. Hello, Tom.
Just went out for a blood draw and headed back home.
Been here about 11:30, about 12:30, and I'm going to pick up my lunch date, and we're going to go have some Mexican food somewhere today.
Well, there goes your stomach again.
Bother me. I've already eaten Mexican food one day, and it didn't bother me at all. So, you know, it's some of the other strange stuff that messes me up. And also, you got wet out there yet? Have you thought about building you an ark?
Not that much rain, really, Rusty. I drove the truck to get the pollen washed off of it. And the lake looks like it's really up. I'm going along beside Cunningham Lake here. But last time I looked, we'd only had 1100s. It rained pretty steady there for a while. But I guess it's supposed to get heavier.
From what I was looking at here just a few minutes ago, it's supposed to kind of stay the same rest of the day, you know, until about 8 o'clock tonight, and then when it's supposed to stop. But, you know, it's not... I was watching a few minutes ago, you know.
It is a big day. They said possibility of moderately severe storms and lots of rain. But we should rain a little bit harder on me on the way home so I can get the truck washed off better. Don't drive it that often. But no special plans for today as far as I know. I'm anxious to get home. Bernice is making biscuits and gravy and sausage and eggs and toast and, oh boy. Well, I don't know about toast, just biscuits and gravy.
I was going to say, if she's fixing biscuits, you don't need toast there, fella. You got to get your thinker there working. You don't need two forms of bread.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not. Usually I have bread, 1.5 slices with eggs and sausage or eggs and toast or eggs and bacon. But that's the only time I have toast and some of her homemade raspberry jelly. And raspberries got to get to going, so we'll have some more for this year. That's the best jelly in the world. I love it. Boy, the lake looks pretty. I'm just getting where I can see it here good, running alongside of it. Doctor's office isn't very far. Just getting a routine 6-month checkup, so I got to get a blood draw the week before.
Good. That's good, and everything will be done and all. My friend just says she may be getting a bid on her house today, so she's looking forward to that because she lives out. She lives too far out to satisfy her, and she's got 6 acres of land out there, but she doesn't, with just her by herself, she doesn't need 6 acres of land to try to tend.
No, we got plenty at 1.2 acres, I'll tell you. I wouldn't want to have to take care of any more.
Mind having at least 1 acre. I mean, my little 6/10, I wouldn't mind having a little bit more area here, because give me a little bit more, you know, a little bit more space, so I can spread out my antennas a little bit and get things working like that. So anyway, that works good, and that'll be good and everything else. I'll get my caps lock key to stay up. It didn't want to do what it's supposed to. So anyway, well, you know, just keep up with what you got. Don't worry about the rest of it, you know.
We just got about 10,000 square feet that I got to mow, but the rest of it I don't have to mow out back, you know. And I got room for my antennas, so that's a good deal. Well, I'll tell you, I was on their radio for about an hour last night, and I sure missed my band scope. I wish that dang thing would work. But it must be a complex son of a gun, is all I can say.
Well, I have haven't had time to dig into it very much, the software, so and the connection. So that's what I'm gonna. I'll have some time to do that while I'm down at while I'm down taking care of things later. So anyway, I will look do some more looking into it, and I need you to send me the name of that software and all. I couldn't find it and I couldn't remember it. So if you would send me, email me the the name of that software, and that way I'll be good to go on that.
HDSDR, Rusty, but I give up on it. I don't want to. There's only one person that can fix that, and I'm not going to ask him to drive that far up here, and I'll just let it go. Maybe look at another radio down the line.
Well, I could get lucky and figure out why it's not working. Give me a chance there, fella. It ain't going to cost you nothing except a little of my time if I decide to come back over there and do something for you.
I don't know. I never had a person, and once you've got one, you miss it. Oh, we'll see. I don't know. I guess you just have ups and downs when your interest peaks, you know?
You know, that's what it is, so. And, you know, you learn to deal with it, as they say. And I haven't had one, really had one, so, you know, I don't, I've got access to it, but nothing like what you had there, so. And, you know, anyway, well, my clothes are finished washing, and I need to go throw them in the dryer, because I got to get some things done before I leave here to go meet her for lunch, so. Anyway, and I shall talk to you later. Just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you.
I just pulled in the drive here and trying to get situated. And I'll catch you down the line, Rusty. W2T and 0TR, 73s, and have a good day.
Say hello to Bernice for me, W2T, clear.